The recession has affected very deeply the pharmaceutical sector of our economy. We've shed over 130,000 jobs worldwide, many of them here in this country. There's also been a real reduction in prices over the last few years because of the increase of generic products in the marketplace. In fact, we're up to 72% generic use in this country, the highest use in the world. So that the patent medicine market is now only 28%. So it's sort of a tough spot for them, but they're working through it.
Could you explain why pharma is interested in going into this healthcare overhaul now?
Because it needs to get done. I mean, we agree with the president. This is not only just a moral imperative that we make sure people in this country have good insurance and access to these products that can keep them out of the hospital and keep them healthy. But we also believe it's an economic imperative now. And the studies we have indicate that if we do nothing now, this country is going to get sicker and poorer and less competitive in the world.
One of the things that you negotiated with the White House was that there would not be a big fight over importing drugs from Canada at lower costs. And there were other issues that you wanted to be sure that the president was not going to get in your way on.
Well, wait, I mean, you made an assumption. Let me hopefully clarify that. We negotiated our contribution in a total $80 billion. I can tell you the president wanted more and we wanted less. Now, some have said, oh, that's a sweet deal. Twice the proportionate share of our marketplace against the cost of the bill is not a sweet deal. That's a heavy burden. It will mean less money spent on research in the next 10 years, and that's not good. It's going to be a heavy price, and we're going to indeed have some real difficulty with some companies.
Do you think that you can keep it at that level? You think it'll go up?
Well, all I can tell you is that
the leadership in Congress has suggested that maybe you're not thinking about doing enough.
Well, I just explained to you why I think we're doing more than enough. We're doing a lot more than some of the other sectors proportionately. Yeah, everybody thinks we're 50-70% of the healthcare spend. We're not. We're 8%. The reason they think it's higher is because of high copays. Every time you got to pull money out of your pocket to buy a medicine, when your Blue Cross covers your hospital, you think it must be medicines driving the cost of healthcare. It's not. If you took all the profits away from all the pharmaceutical companies in America, all of them, every bit, so there'd be no more money for research, no more money for the investors, you'd end up with a 1.5% reduction in healthcare costs. It's not the big pocket of money people think it is.
National Public Radio has a poll out that shows that approval of the president's healthcare plan has slipped. That more people disapprove than do approve now. I mean, it's still quite close, but do you think this thing can be done?
Yeah. It will not be what everybody wants. It never is. But it will, I believe, be a huge and substantial step toward covering the Americans who are not covered and changing the course of healthcare in America toward real prevention and disease management rather than just damage control. That's the big pieces we've got to do. If we can do that, we'll control costs long term. You will have a healthier America. You will have a more productive America, and you will have literally a wealthier America.
Will you have a wealthier pharmaceutical industry?
I can't predict that. I can only tell you that we'll do okay.
Mr. Tozan, thank you so much.
Oh, always a pleasure.